taking some time and reviewing things with our congressional leaders. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Last week during Dakota Fest, a U.S. Congressional Ag Forum took place. U.S. Congressman Dusty Johnson talked about some of the farm legislation in front of them.
I come at the numbers a little bit differently. I try to remind folks that there are only 29 members of the U.S. House out of 435 that represent districts that are mostly rural by population. So no matter how you slice it, most people don't really understand what corn and bean or what cattle country or what dairy country is all about. Almost every part of American policymaking has been taken over by the rancorous partisan politics of the era. This is still an area where you can get folks who have pretty different political views to understand the importance of feeding the globe and of fueling the globe and of acknowledging that it takes hardworking men and women in agriculture to make that happen. Maybe our colleagues don't understand it like we understand it, but we can still build a bipartisan consensus around things like the Farm Bill because these things really matter.
U.S. Senator Mike Rounds talked about the tariff issues.
President Trump has made it very clear that we've got trade imbalances with a lot of different countries. He's decided that tariffs are the best way to go. Now, the jury is out on how that impacts ag, so I want to give you a little bit of both sides on this. Number one, if we've got trading partners that normally would buy our farm and ranch products, and they're getting hit up with tariffs on of some of their products coming in because they don't buy as much from us as we buy from them, they're looking at it saying, is there a retaliatory possibility here to where we'll just buy less of those ag products?
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us today by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.